Welcome to the Jaren Out Loud podcast. My name is Jaren, and I'm here to introduce you to you through strength, that you may learn to define it for yourself, discover joy in its pursuit, and develop the courage to live it out loud. I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Today, I wanted to talk about some of the takeaways from this Monday's max effort bench workout. So this is the first heavy pressing workout since the mock meet now 2 weeks ago. If you recall, during that, I did give myself a little bit of a zinger in my right pec. Nothing major, ended up benching last week very lightly, did just what was the dynamic effort workout, but just knocked all the weights really low, didn't go over 145. Everything moved very well. I felt great coming off of that workout, didn't have any kind of residual uneven tightness or anything. And over the course of all of last week's training, everything was moving very well. Had a very good Woo Woo Wednesday day, and everything was just kind of settling into place. My body felt very good. So coming into Monday, I was dealing with this being now the first heavier workout, but everything was feeling fairly good. And so one of the things internally that I was having to kind of think through and talk myself through was coming into a max effort pressing workout, knowing that I have a little bit of an injury to work around, and then knowing my history with bench press training in the first place, which is a lot of injuries. So I had a lot of reasons to feel nervous or apprehensive going into this workout, but one of the things that I did very well was being able to suspend judgment of what I felt during the session. And so what you can see in that workout, if you go check out the training log, is that all of my warm-up weights moved very well, and I was able to move them confidently. I wasn't overly hesitant on my descent on any of the sets, and I ended up working up to a 225 triple that all moved very well, very reminiscent of how things used to move back in the day. And so that was pretty encouraging, and I didn't feel any kind of tension in the pec. I didn't feel any anything indicating that I should be apprehensive or that I needed to make any kind of a particular call. And so I decided to go up to 275 for my first single, because based on how the weight moved for that triple and with what I felt I had in reserve and the degree to which I felt I had exerted, they all felt that that was the next logical jump to then see what my upper capacity is. Typically in these heavier workouts, I like to accumulate anywhere from 2 to 4 total reps in within about 10 to 15% of my top set. So that means I was projecting to hit somewhere around 300 to 320 based on how things felt with that Swiss bar, which for me isn't really that far off of my best on a Swiss bar floor press. And so that was all very encouraging. And what I was able to take into the top set of 275 was a bit of excitement and happiness that I had sat with the tension and discomfort of warming up and trying not to be overly cautious or overly stupid, which are two things that are easy for me to do. It's easy to downplay anything that I say that I feel and say, ah, fuck it, I'll be fine, I'll just get through it, which is not the greatest way to approach training or injury or anything, right? But I also know that on the other side of that, something that I'm battling with, which is not necessarily knowing what my strength level is at, and being too conservative. I've been training primarily to feel good or to not hurt for so long that I've lost a little bit of my fuck it, let's see if I can do it. You know, I've lost a little bit of that. And so the other thing that I'm balancing is not overly listening to the things that I feel or analyzing them in a way that is causing me to be a bitch and not take opportunities that might be sitting right in front of me for the taking. And so I did a great job of that in this workout, and I was very happy with the way that I handled the warm-up weights, the attitude that I was able to maintain through the sets as I worked up, and the intent that I had for that top set without becoming anxious or apprehensive on my descent, which is my tell for whether or not I'm nervous or if my body's misaligned, right? And so all of that went great. That top set of 275 moved really quickly, but towards the top there, I started feeling a little bit of a zing in that right side, just towards the top portion of the lockout, which let me know that, you know what, this was great. We didn't necessarily hurt anything, but that is going to be our upper limit for right now. It's not that things aren't moving well. It's just that around that 275 range, my ability to strain with those muscle fibers is just still not quite there. Right. And so that's fine. And I was able to shut things down. What was interesting is as the pec did start to tighten up a little bit, but as that happened, my mood started to go down the shitter. Because I was supposed to move on to some secondary pressing with the fat bells, and that just did not feel good at all. So I decided, well, I'm not able to do any more pressing. And I started to get a little grumbly and go, see, here we go again. This is what I'm talking about. Now you fucked it up again. Now it's hurt all over again. See, it's going to now start tightening and torquing up your whole body. And I had the opportunity yet again to look at this as an opportunity in training. Because again, I don't believe that the workouts are just physical training. I think it's my opportunity to train myself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and socially as well. Right. And so what I was able to do was pause and sit with those feelings of frustration and a little bit of disappointment of feeling like I'm not able to test out my shiny new training template because I was stupid and made bad choices and all those things, right? And I had to realize that, no, at each of the points through the warm-up, I made an intelligent choice. I stopped, I reflected, I weighed all of the things, and I made an informed and intelligent decision. And even on the top set, I knew not to overpress through it, and I didn't do anything that bad. So if I choose to realize that all of that narrative that's going through my head is false, then I can go back to looking for, well, if that's not what I can do right now today, how can I still improve? What are the things that I'm still looking to train on this day? And where can I still just move my effort in a different direction? Right, rather than bitching and shutting it down and choosing to continue in a pattern of being stopped in my training by pain or by injury, because that is very much a cycle that I've participated in throughout my training process, especially over the last couple years on and off, right? Even at different times of performing fairly well, I've still been very much had one eye open for injury. Like, please don't sneak up and get me, boogeyman. I don't want to be taken out. Right. And so I did a good job of actually changing that story and choosing to do it. And I had that opportunity again, very starkly, with the assistance work, where I had to stop and say, you know what, I'm going to choose to do a different variation. I'm going to find something else that I can work on because I'm going to choose not to be overcome by injury and frustration anymore. That cycle stops today. And when I did that, And I realized, I'm like, well, I can work on some single arm vertical pressing with the kettlebells. If I use the kettlebell in the overhead press, that extra weight being on the backside of my wrist might actually hit the rotator cuff and my shoulder girdle better. And that might actually make the whole thing feel really good. And it did. Then I was like, well, maybe if I do those with some of those alternating rows, then that'll get my rib cage moving and get the scap unglued from that. So then maybe it takes some tension off the pec. And it did. And it within that one superset of assistance work, I got rid of most of the pain and was able to do the rest of the workout and do it well. I didn't have to leave a ton in the tank or sandbag anything or work around any kind of pain or injury. I was able to continue applying my effort in the direction of forward movement. And all of that started with those two moments where I had very specific decisions to make about the words that I was going to allow myself to use. So how am I describing what's going on right now? What am I feeling? Did I get fucked up again because I chose to push myself and see you knew that you shouldn't have done that and this is exactly why we've been training the other way and this is why you should never worry about doing this lift again and continue to let it be this big gaping trigger point or weak point in my life? Or do I choose to train the rest of me? Do I choose to look at that incident during the workout as an opportunity for me to strength train in the direction of changing a story around a narrative or around an occurrence that I don't like, right? And so all of a sudden, just with that perspective shift, now I have all of these other things that I can be making positive progress on in the training. Yes, obviously, I would have liked to have hit another heavier set or two afterwards, but look at the shift that I was able to make in my perspective about my own training in the middle of a bad workout. And I don't think that I would have learned that lesson had I not given myself that little zinger in the pec and had to think my way through the story that I was telling and through the opportunities that were laying in front of me, right? How else can I be creative with the implements that I have and with the skill set that I have and the creativity I have? How can I apply that in another direction since right now I can't head this way? And that's something that I've learned throughout training that has absolutely carried over to the rest of my life. It's a huge part of why I feel I've been able to develop the mental and emotional resilience to have experienced the things that I've gone through in the last several years and throughout my life. I attribute that directly to the things that I practice in training. And it's very cool to have moments like this in the middle of a workout where I'm now realizing that the character that I've developed through the process of training for all of the years has turned me into a person who, where now I'm applying my character in my training instead of using the training to determine and figure out what my character is, right? And so to see that kind of come full circle in the middle of this workout was also another really cool takeaway. So I guess to kind of wrap things up, here's what happened. Was able to hit a 275 floor press on the Swiss bar with a close grip, with room in the tank. Gave myself a little zinger, learned a few lessons, still had some great assistance and accessory work done afterwards. And I learned, relearned the importance of the words that I choose, how I choose to describe the things that pop up in my life, and how I can always use what feels like an initial setback or like an injury, or even potentially feels like the same bad pattern happening again, for me to realize that I'm never more than one decision away from changing my perspective on all of those things that surround me. So that was the takeaway for today. Take care, and I will talk to you guys in the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Jaren Out Loud podcast. For more of my content, including Ether Training Log, written blog posts, and more, be sure to visit jarenoutloud.com. There you can sign up for my weekly newsletter where you can have the latest updates and content delivered right to your inbox. I promise not to be annoying about it. This episode is brought to you by Cenacle TV, Vitality Education on Demand. There, Anisha and I teach you to defy the status quo. Define vitality for yourself. Develop the skills and capacities to build a life of vitality on your own and deploy the fullness of who you were meant to be into your families, communities, and your own life. Enjoy a free 1-week trial as well as half off your first month by using promo code OUTLOUD.